Now, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says the US-led coalition against ISIL Takfiri terrorists has failed to succeed. Zarif said Iraq has made better gains in cases where the Iraqi nation has been involved in the fight against the terror group. He made the remarks before leaving Kuwait, where he attended a ministerial meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. The Iranian Foreign Minister said many OIC foreign ministers insisted that the military campaign against Yemen should end as soon as possible and called for dialogue to resolve the issue. The top Iranian diplomat added that certain countries try to impose their ideas on others over the crisis in Yemen. Zarif has now arrived in Athens and is scheduled to visit a number of Greek officials. Well, to talk more about this, let's go to Chicago and talk to Stephen Lenman, author and radio host. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Lenman, first of all, how genuine is Washington's fight against the ISIL terrorists?
Well, I've written a great deal about ISIS and its relation with America. ISIS is a Washington creation. The reason that Washington has not been effective in eliminating or marginalizing or weakening ISIS is because that's not the plan at all. The plan is to use ISIS to recruit them. I've written about a Pakistani recruiter paid $600 by Washington to recruit fighters for ISIS to train in Jordan, in Saudi Arabia, in Qatar, and then in Turkey, and to be taken cross-border into Syria to fight the Assad government. He admitted this. So ISIS is a Washington creation, proxy foot soldiers waging war against America's enemies, principally in Syria, also in Iraq it's going on, of course we know.
And the fact that many of the ISIL fighters are foreigners, how much have their respective countries thought about the consequences of this and the terrorists coming back home to roost?
Well, I've often thought about how easy or difficult it is for somebody, say, living in America or Britain or any place else, to travel to an area to be recruited by ISIS. I don't know how, if I wanted to become an ISIS member, I have no idea exactly what process I would need to go through to be able to do it. What country would I need to travel to? Who would I need to contact? What would I need to do? But somehow this thing goes on. I think the process probably is there are recruiters, as I said, recruiters paid by Washington to seek these individuals out in different countries and bring them to the processing centers in the country, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Jordan, Turkey, and have them trained and then send them into Syria, send them across border into Iraq, have them do this thing. This is what's going on. But again, the reason America is ineffective is it doesn't want to eliminate ISIS. It wants to build it up. It wants to use it. And America's goal in the Middle East and most other parts of the world, I'm afraid, is to create a continuous state of chaos and turmoil and violence and instability, because the opposite of these things defeat America's imperial agenda.
All right, Stephen Lenman, author and radio host from Chicago, as always, thanks for your time there, sir.